Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome on in to day two of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft. As we are live from Hooters in Metairie. You hear us right here on the crowd. 47, 48 veterans. Make sure you come out and join Team WWL. Myself, Steve Geller, along with Mike Hawes, Mike Dettelier, and Deuce McAllister will be joining us shortly. Guys, a pretty successful day one, at least for the black and gold. They got that offensive tackle checked off in the box. The question is, do you go after an offensive lineman again and today with your 45th overall selection in round two, or do you target something else? I know there's still a lot of wide receivers out there, safety a possibility.
Man, get me a defensive tackle.
I was going to say, maybe even linebacker? I don't know.
No, linebacker. But defensive tackle, I think is still a position. And I think you'll see a run on them in round two where you'll have 5 to 7 defensive tackles get selected here.
They only lost one, right? Just Byron Murphy.
Yeah.
If you think about it, you're roughly top 10. You're looking at everybody still there.
Everybody's around. And safety position, nobody's been selected. That's another spot. For me, I would have a concern. I don't have talent and talent depth at the safety position.
Right.
At this stage. And, Deuce and I were talking about this last night. This team looks slow at times on the back end. You know, come on, you got to get faster there. That means younger dudes. When you get old, you ain't fast no more. You know, you fast when you're young, but when you get older, you're not quite as fast.
You're looking at the safety position going into tonight, Mike. Who would you say, at least your top three guys that could be available?
And Tyler Newbin for me from Minnesota. Okay, he's teammate of Jordan Howden, who they selected last year. And he's a ball hawk, but I'm so impressed with him and his ability to come up the seam and play the run. Man, he's a really good open field tackler. Over 200 tackles during his career at Minnesota. And he's football smart. You rarely catch him out of position. But, you know, Mike and Steve, we saw this in training camp. And Bob was like, Mike, you go watch the secondary today, and I'm going to watch it. Jordan Howden, you know when a coach, you know, thinks a lot of you. He's in there as a rookie, and he's not telling you nothing. Okay, he knows you knew what to do. That's rare. Now, if you're getting kind of chewed out, that means they think a little bit of you. And if they don't tell you nothing at nothing and kind of turn around, then that means you're not going to be here long. But with Jordan, you saw they would talk to him. He'd go out and do it. And it was like a seasoned vet. Like, he had done that before. And that's why, for me, he jumped out early. Tyler Newbin is a really, really good football player from Minnesota. And, boy, they've churned it out pretty good, huh? That Winfield Jr. guy's pretty good.
Yeah, he's all right.
I wish he wasn't in the NFC South. Yeah, you're right about that. They almost safety you. The way they've churned it out the last few years.
Looking at the Saints pick from yesterday, guys, I think everybody is pretty happy with the selection. Seems like a home run hit for this squad, getting a Tulisi Fuaga with that 14th overall selection. I know a guy that has been raved about for his run blocking. He's got to work on some of his pass blocking skills, but another one, you look at the guy's character and the personality of him, seems to be a really good fit for this black and gold unit.
Yeah, and having watched him, and I probably saw him in 10, 11 games throughout the last 2 years, and watched him at the Senior Bowl, sort of combine. You see a technician here, a big man, who's a really good athlete, and I always pay attention to his lower body and how he can sink his hips, bend his knees, and then you're able to kind of mirror a guy in pass protection. And he said something yesterday when I asked him, what did you work on the most? And he said, my kickstart step, not the back, the front. That tells me he knows what he's doing, and whoever's teaching him knows what they're doing. That's so important in pass protection, to make sure that you can get out quickly and then mirror that guy. As a run blocker, he don't need too much seasoning with that. He knows what to do. He's a really sharp guy. The Oregon State coaches will tell you, you tell him once, he gets it. None of this rep stuff. He got it.
Yeah.
He gets it. Now, there are only a few people in this world that can do that, you know, that you show them once or tell them, and they get it. And that's what's impressive about Fuaga. Man, he's a good pick. He was my 11th rated player. I didn't know if he'd get there. I knew one of the Fs would be there, either for Sean or him. I was hoping. And
Fatanu, the other one too, right?
Troy.
Yeah. Troy went a little bit later.
Right.
And then Mike and I were talking about, if he was 6'5", we wouldn't even have this conversation. But he's 6'3 and three quarters. And they're projecting him inside.
Right.
I mean, nine offensive linemen.
Record-breaking. We saw history, gentlemen.
And you know what? I had 28 when did the projections. 28 of my 32 win in round one. But one guy I thought would go would have been another lineman, Jackson Powers Johnson, the center from Oregon. Man, I really liked him. I thought he was a heck of a player. I thought he would go in late in the first round. But, you know, those four guys, you know, when you think about it, and Johnny Newton, the defensive tackle from Illinois, Cooper DeJean, it'll be interesting to see where he plays. I think he's a big nickel corner or a safety in the NFL. I don't know if he has the quickness in the hips to turn and run as an outside corner. And then A.D. Mitchell from Texas, the wide receiver. And they're going to have a ton of wide receivers get selected here. I had 14 in my top 60. Seven went last night. So just duplicate that and right on Pecon.
Guys, we're going to step away, take a news break. Be right back with more of our WWLTrainSouth.com Draft Bus coverage right after this. Stay tuned. Be back at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Stop by and say hey, Hootettes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. Day 2 coverage. We're here at Hooters in Metairie with craveable food and wings, cold beer, and, folks, $5 margaritas. Where are you going to get a $5 margarita on
Friday?
You
didn't tell me that. I didn't hear that. Nobody told me that.
Now you know.
I'll write that down right after the second round.
Well, guys, rocking and rolling already. Day 2, the Buffalo Bills on the clock after trading yesterday with the Carolina Panthers. They now have the first pick in round 2. Looking at Mel Kiper saying, no,
they
he's just
need receiver.
Yeah, well, best wide receivers right now, Keon Coleman and Adonai Mitchell.
So what do you think Josh Allen was thinking yesterday, right? They trade twice out of the back of the first round, and the two teams they trade with take Xavier Worthy and Xavier Leggett. He's going, whoa, you traded twice, and they both take wide receivers.
My back hurts enough from carrying all the water for this team. Now you're going to make me carry some more. No, they need a couple wide receivers.
And it also tells you how deep the wide receiver crew is.
The other thing, too, is this team maybe going to try to make a deal for a veteran receiver somewhere? Because San Francisco seems to be loaded. And T. Higgins, now, I'm not crazy if I'm Cincinnati, to deal him off to another AFC team.
Right.
But, you know, you might make it worth my while.
Well, they get, you know, they have no number one receiver as we sit
here
right now. Stephon Diggs to Houston and traded out of the first round. 3 minutes left here in the second round. I mean, it's.
You're getting a lot of trade offers. You know, I was told by somebody who I think knows pretty good. They got five or six teams that called them immediately after the first round was over with, hey,
what do you want? Right.
We want that first pick in round 2. It's become a valuable, valuable pick, but I see that the pick is in for Buffalo. We're just waiting for the announcement.
I guess you kind of feel like you set the tone for day 2 with that first pick, and you get, obviously, the best guy on the board left after round 1. Or you're thinking the best guy on the board left.
Yeah, that guy's not too happy because he could have been a first round.
That's right.
Well, good. He got that chip on his shoulder.
It cost him X, right? I mean, seriously.
And so cost him a few nickels falling one spot. But, you know, for Buffalo – you can see secondary-wise, they could always use offensive line help. But, man, that gaping hole at wide receiver. And with so many receivers there, with an A.D. Mitchell, with a Keon Coleman, man, you can kind of got to go down the list of wideouts that are available here. Troy Franklin from Oregon, Ladd McConkey from Georgia, on and on.
Yeah, it was kind of surprising – I guess a little bit that they were so willing to deal off Stephon Diggs, but I know attitude was a big issue over there.
Don't get along too well with folks, you know, and he wasn't happy. He's not been happy since they lost that game at the end to Kansas City. You know, he has never been the same guy attitude-wise.
Right.
Because he can
for
still
sure.
play.
I agree.
He can still play at a very, very high level. And we'll see. Man, Houston's loading up. You know, they had a bunch of young players on this team a year ago. Now they go out and they get Danielle Hunter, Stephon Diggs. How all that meshes? Because they've got some personalities now.
Right. Just
some real strong personalities.
You've got the talent doesn't mean that everything's going to mesh together properly, obviously.
And, yeah, I'm not too worried about Danielle. He's good. Stephon's another story. How well he's going to mesh when he catches just one pass or two passes in a game. And somebody else is catching five or six. That was some issues there in Buffalo.
Feels like DeMarco's kind of the guy that can handle it. But, you know, first year was probably a lot better.
And
the honeymoon's over. I mean, it was a great, much better than they anticipated.
C.J. Stroud, too.
Yeah.
As a
what
rookie.
A season,
he
right.
was like a veteran handling all this coming at him. Amazing to see him and how well he directed that team through some major traffic. And they had never walked down the aisle. They had never walked down that aisle.
The pick is in, and guys, and it is wide receiver Keon Coleman from Florida State. Local boy.
Opelousas, Louisiana. I got to talk to him last year. He was thinking of he was in the transfer portal, and LSU came in late on him. I think had they come in early, he might have been at LSU. But they came in sort of late, and he started off at Michigan State. He has a lot of similarities to Brian Thomas, who's a basketball player. That was his dream, be a basketball player. And so he was on sort of the B list, similar to Malik. He was on the B list. He decided to go to Michigan State and then decides, you know what, man, I'm out of here. Got too much friction going on in this program. And he heads out to Florida State. You talk about a big man, contested receiver guy, and you can tell he uses his basketball skills and his leaping ability, his ability to get up in the air and make a catch. And he is real physical. Now, he's not on a track the fastest guy, but when they did that gauntlet drill,
yeah,
he caught the ball faster than anybody running across the field and making the catch. He's got really good hands. He's got to become a better route runner at this particular stage. Man, he's a good football player, Keon. Congratulations to him. I know he's got plenty of relatives in Louisiana that listen to WWL. I hear from them. And so
congratulations to the Coleman family, right?
Congratulations to the Coleman family out in Opelousas. And they catch us loud and clear there. Yeah.
Man, 6'3", 213 pounds, and led the ACC with 11 touchdown catches last year. Now Josh Allen's got to be a little bit happier today.
Yeah. I'm a little bit happier.
Josh, all right, I feel better, but it was a long 24 hours for him, I'll say that.
I'm not going to tell you how much better I feel, but I feel a little bit better.
Now on the clock is the New England Patriots.
No, not anymore, Steve. That was
already
a trade.
All right, and we got action ready.
The Chargers have traded up, and we do know, I think – in this draft, no head coach knows college personnel like Jim Harbaugh. He's either had to play against it or he's recruited that guy. And so it's interesting here that he moves up, and they were at 37,
right,
and they move up to 34.
So three spots. So they once again, they had their guy,
mm-hmm,
not waiting around, not taking any chances.
You fall in love with somebody, again. Man, it's an old line I learned long ago. It does happen.
Looking at my ESPN draft tracker, guys, seeing that Cooper DeJean and Newton, the Illinois player, are the best available players or fit for this Chargers squad here.
To me, the Chargers, they build in the trenches, but, man, he loves Michigan players too. Love those Michigan players.
Got Joe Alt yesterday.
And so, and you know what? You've seen enough of Joe Alt that you know he can play. So it'd be intriguing at this particular spot here on kind of how they do it. But what they had to give up, the Patriots trade, is they go down three spots and they pick up the 110th selection in the draft, and the Patriots get 137. So that's not
a lot of pick swapping.
Yeah, but you know, that's a scratch.
That's not a heavy price to pay.
Yeah, that's not a heavy price if you want your guy.
110's in the fourth, 130, both of them. Well, 137's in the fifth. First, second pick of the fifth. So
we talk about, too, obviously, relationships in this business. And I got to imagine now is a key time that you want to be kind of on a, I want to say, buddy-buddy with another GM on a team, but you have to have, obviously, some kind of good working relationship here.
Man, my thing about it is, if you give me a deal that's good for me and good for you, we don't have to like one another. You know, as long as it works out, you know, that's the way it is. But you do see a lot of deals done with guys that have done deals before. Steve, the one thing that has changed, and Mike could see it too, all these new GMs over the last three or four years,
right.
Man, it's like 52 pickup.
34th overall pick in this year's draft. Ladd McConkey,
wide receiver
from Georgia.
We talked about it, that run on receivers. And so I said seven. Two of them already off the board.
Might want to take the over on that.
Yeah, you see with Ladd, he is a really good slot receiver. It's a position kind of pick here because when you look at him, he's smallish, but you want him in the slot, and he's fearless. He don't weigh 190 pounds soaking wet. But, he can catch the football. He's really quick. He's got some speed that he can kick into out in the open field. He also helps you on special teams. So, again, this was a guy Jim Harbaugh actually tried to recruit.
That figures, right?
And so knows about him.
Exactly.
Knows about him.
There you go. Back to having those relationships or contacts, some kind of knowledge with someone. Always helpful in any kind of biz, you could say.
Yeah, exactly. You look how other guys get their jobs, not just in the sports world, but a lot of other worlds.
Right.
And so, Ladd McConkey, so this is back-to-back now with Keon Coleman from Opelousas, Michigan State through Florida State is a Buffalo Bill, and now Ladd McConkey, who we saw with the Georgia Bulldogs and not the biggest guy around, but a playmaker out of the slot receiver position. And I know for Jim, you know, he's going to adjust to the NFL, you know, because he was a run-oriented guy. What one game would they threw the football five times? You know, I remember Bobby texting me, Mike, are we watching a high school game or what? But they won. That was the deal. You ain't going to do that in the NFL, not when you got Justin Herbert. And again, that slot receiver and the tight end becomes a quarterback's best friend.
So Arizona is interesting to me, Mike. I'm curious. So they had two picks yesterday to get Marvin Harrison early, Darius Robinson later at the defensive end. Now they're back on the board here in the second round in 35. They have two third-round picks, 71 and 90. That's kind of my goal tonight is can the Saints get into the third round? So I'm looking at teams with two third-rounders. They're one of them. Now, they need a lot of depth, but, man, they've already had two in the first.
They got a trade alert already with the Cardinals, so they don't necessarily have that pick, and they've traded it to Atlanta.
Man, don't be – Arizona, don't be messing up my board like what I'm trying to do and making a comment.
Okay, y'all messed up Hoss's deal here. He's trying to set up picks.
Well, yeah.
So now Atlanta comes up on the board. Man, they need a pass rusher and a corner. Those two positions, to me, are the two biggest needs the Falcons have. They tried to get up back in round one to get Latu from UCLA. And it didn't happen because the Colts kind of beat them to the punch. But this is a football team that, you know, you pick for tomorrow with Penix. I mean, he's not playing.
And I'm sure you guys have seen all the aftermath of that now.
Yeah.
You've seen in the media, there was the awkward post-draft press conference with GM Terry Fontenot and the new head coach where you could just tell that things were a little uneasy already in Atlanta.
Man, my thing is, it was to watch Fontenot explaining this to Arthur Blank, you know, in the war room. Now, come on, Arthur had to know ahead of time. But he started trying to explain to him what's happening.
Right.
Man, when you got to start explaining things to the owner.
And Arthur's tall.
That ain't real good.
So Atlanta had traded. They would have picked two spots ahead of the Saints at 43, just moved up to 35. We don't always know all of the details, you know.
Okay, I'll give you the details. Man, thank Charlie Long back in the studio because Charlie's always on the ball. The Cardinals, they trade pick 35. And 186, and the Falcons pick
35.
The Cardinals will pick 35 and 186, and the Falcons will pick 43 and 79.
Wait.
No.
The Falcons are next. Swap that around. Yeah, they're 35, and they went from 43 to 35, so moved up to get whoever this pick is already in.
Yeah, and so basically the Cardinals, again, Mike, they got you some picks here.
Right?
They still got the two-thirds. They got you an extra pick here, Mike.
They still got the two-thirds.
Falcons' biggest need has to be defense here, guys.
Do you think
offensive line, maybe?
Pass rusher, cornerback.
I say they go quarterback.
Yeah. Quarterback.
They're going to start collecting them all.
I mean, if we're going to
we'll have another a view of Arthur being
like,
told that by Terry Fontenot.
They're like, we are all in.
I saw a funny tweet from some Saints fan saying that Terry Fontenot was basically sent over to Atlanta by Mickey Loomis to ruin the Falcons franchise from the inside.
I don't know about all that, but it was a peculiar pick. And you can say it's like what the Packers did and all. But, man, the first time Kirk Cousins screws the pooch and he throws three interceptions, you know fans in Atlanta, they're going to be screaming for Penix. Absolutely screaming.
Right.
You put him
in
a bad spot.
You can't pick a guy in the eighth spot and expect fans to.
That he's going to sit for two years?
No, sorry.
Man.
Maybe in the 60s and 70s when they did that kind of thing. That doesn't last anymore.
Yeah, Snake had a good story about that because he sat behind LaMonica and Blanda for a couple of years.
Andre Rison making the pick.
Bad Moon Rison. Her playing stories
got
from Adrian.
Stories
yeah,
with
exactly.
him. Woo-wee.
And Andre Rison at the podium. And it is – defense, guys.
Well, they surprisingly.
That's the guy, Mike, I wanted them to play. The pick for the Saints.
Well, I'm going to have to say it twice a year anyway.
Okay, it's Rook or Ro.
Three
the defensive, three rows.
H is silent.
H is silent.
So you sound like Astro from the Jets.
Yeah, pretty close to that. But it's Rook or Ro. Because I got to scout them, so I got to learn sometimes how to pronounce their names. From Clemson, defensive tackle, a guy that's really athletic. And, again, they needed a guy that can kind of push the pocket. They didn't have the edge guy, so he was somebody that I knew that a scout with the Falcons really liked. But I didn't think they'd like him this much to move up for him. But Rook Ororo is the selection by the Atlanta Falcons. Defensive tackle from Clemson. Very disruptive guy. He's a big dude now. He's 6'4", 295. You figure you team him up with Grady Jarrett.
Yeah.
Good guy to learn from.
In the middle. You know, and blow up. Take away the launch pad of a quarterback. Take away that inside ability to throw the football downfield. So, finally, we got a defensive player. I don't expect that'll stay on there for too much longer, but Rook Ororo is the pick by the Atlanta Falcons. University of Clemson guy and a guy, a push-the-pocket guy who can run.
That's what I was just going to say to you, Mike. I'm seeing here one of four interior defensive linemen to run a sub 4.940 at the combine.
Well, if you're trying to get away from him, you better run faster than that. So, again, Clemson guy. And, man, look at all these Southern-based teams, huh? See right. That? Florida State, Georgia, Clemson, you know. I'll give Clemson a little bit of a nod. No, my old buddy, he's the new athletic director at James Madison now.
Oh,
Matt
yeah.
Rohn, he was at Nicholls State.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Matt was there for quite a number of years and went to, I think it was Western Kentucky, and then now he's at your old alma mater, James Madison.
Well, that's awesome, buddy.
Man, he's a good fundraiser.
Good.
That's you know that's your job when you're the AD now.
Yes, I do.
You got to pass the collection.
Yes, I do. And so they know better than to come by my house.
I'm going to leave that alone.
We knocked on his door.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Well, so far, two wide receivers, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey coming off the board. Coleman going to the Buffalo Bills, McConkey to the Chargers, and then we had just the Atlanta Falcons trading up to get Rook Ororo from Clemson, defensive tackle there. Right now, the Washington Commanders are on the clock. We shall take a break on our WWL Draft Fest coverage, trains presented by TrainSouth.com. We are here at Hooters on Vets in Metairie. Got to get the wings, cold beer, and like I said, $5 margaritas on a Friday, folks. We'll be right back with more sports talk after this here on WWL.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back into the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest Day 2 coverage. Steve Geller along with Mike D'Attilier and Mike Haas. We got wall-to-wall coverage of the Saints and the NFL Draft here. Come join us right at Hooters on Betts in Metairie. Wings, cold beer, and $5 margaritas. Looks like the Washington Commanders pick is in, gentlemen. We'll see what they do. The New England Patriots come on the clock right after them with the 37th overall pick. But right now, With the fourth selection in the second round, Washington's pick is in, and they are selecting.
And Darryl Green's making the announcement, yep. Man. If you live long good. Enough, man, Darryl looks good. Darryl could run, man, a lot.
Defensive tackle Johnny Newton, guys.
Johnny Newton, who I thought would go in round one, ends up going very early in the second round. Very disruptive guy in the middle. And he caught a lot of double-teaming at Illinois. But, you know, he knows how to push the pocket really well. He is a very good athlete who can run the field. And he's got some pass rush skills you don't normally see from a defensive tackle now. He had the broken foot, the Jones injury in the foot that he had to get repaired. So he missed some of the workout stuff. But, man, he was the Big Ten Player of the Year on defense last year. They had some pretty good defensive players in the Big Ten. But it was Johnny Newton who ended up making a huge impact there. So I thought he'd end up somewhere late in round one. And he's versatile. You could also put him out at defensive end. So defensive end, defensive tackle. The Commanders need help.
I was going to say, kind of interesting. They have Jonathan Allen and Payne at defensive tackle.
Yeah, but they collect defensive line. They got rid of Sweat.
And then they get rid of them, right?
They got rid of Chase Young, you know. So it is part of their DNA to use early round picks on defensive linemen.
Where do you see, and I know this is just, I'm just curious, where do you see the LSU kids, Smith and Wingo, going?
I think
tonight or tomorrow.
I think Mason goes tonight.
Yeah, there's been a lot of buzz about him going in day two, obviously.
Yeah, and he's a potential guy. I've seen him since he was in the 10th grade. Him and I got to know one another. The most unlikeliest source in the world told me that was a guy at Terrebonne High School, was this huge guy, and I got told he was a senior. I was like, nah, no way. I couldn't have missed that. No, he was a 10th grader. And Mason Smith, and he had a great start to his career at LSU.
Right.
Freshman All-American and everything. And then four or five plays into the Florida State game, tears up the knee last year. He was a shell of himself. And he was getting washed out on running plays. But that's not a lot of human beings, 6'5", 310 pounds, that can run like Mason. So he needs some seasoning. But I think he will go somewhere in round two. And Mekhi Wingo, I think, in round three.
Yeah.
Mekhi's all production. He ain't the biggest guy in the world, but he's all production. Now the Patriots are up. And my thing is, they need some help. They got Drake May. You better get him a receiver. Better get him a receiver somewhere that can help out.
It's amazing. It really seems like the Patriots have never really been a big wide receiver place.
Better now.
The pick is in. The New England Patriots selecting with the 37th overall selection in round two. They're getting Jalen Polk from Washington, Polk, gentlemen, the wide receiver. So, like you said, getting the new quarterback some help.
Yeah, and, you know, no surprise there. Jalen is a guy that kind of got overshadowed a little bit at Washington because of Roma Dunsey.
Right.
But
6'1", 203.
Thickly built receiver, can run those inside patterns, catches the ball well in space. He's a really good route runner, and he gets into and out of his cuts and his breaks so clean. And you watch him as a route runner. He's not going to need a lot of development there because he really is proficient in that particular area. Again, he may not run the fastest 40-yard time, but he gets open and he can make contested catches. And in the red zone, a lot of times they'd bracket Roma Dunsey. Man, Jalen was like, man, throw it up. I got it. And he sure did. So another receiver now. So out of the top five players in round two, three become receivers.
And if you go back to round one, the final two picks of round one, wide receivers.
So it's a talent-rich class, so to speak, right? That receiver
Good
part.
Gosh.
The offensive trend continues, like you guys were just saying.
And now the Titans are up. And man, they need a whole bunch of help across the board. And they got J.C. Latham yesterday. Man, I heard people talking about he's going to play left tackle. I was like, uh-oh. I think you better put him on the right side for J.C. Latham. That's where he's more comfortable. But the Titans certainly use a receiver also.
Right.
That's another area.
Another team going, hey, we don't have any. We don't,
and their secondary, oh, my God, they've been squashed every year. It's an area of real concern for them. And it wouldn't shock me they double-dip somewhere in this draft class with another offensive lineman. Because if you think Will Levis is your guy, you better have somebody that can protect him.
Right.
Will holds on to that football a long time. So you better have some protection from. But they got, you know, a young receiver, older receiver. They paid a ton of money to Ridley.
Right.
You know, that surprised me. The Titans would do that. And then you have D-Hop.
They learn. I guess they feel bad still about not paying A.J. Brown.
Well, that cost somebody his job. I know that dude.
Right.
It cost him his job. I ain't paying no wide receiver $20 million. What, oh, man? Well, I don't know about that, John. You better start cutting that check.
Those Titans are on the clock, like we said. Stick around for more of the TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest. We are live from Cooters and Metairie. Stop by on 4748 Vets right here. Join Team WWL. We'll be back right after this. Steve Yeller, Mike D'Attelier, Mike Hawes here with TrainSouth.com WWL Draft Fest Day 2 coverage. We're at Hooters and Vets in Metairie. Got food, wings, cold beer, $5 margaritas, and the pick is in for the Tennessee Titans. They take Texas defensive tackle Devondre Sweat. And we have a trade, so now the Panthers are no longer on the clock. It is now with the Rams.
And Devondre, man, he's a good time, Charlie. Man, type of guy. They list him at 366. I don't know, but I want to get on that scale. No, Devondre, man, he's admitted he's been in the 390s. You know, if he can keep his weight down, he is a big mammoth guy that can clog up the inside running lanes. And, man, in a short area, for a big man, Devondre Sweat can move. And, man, him and Byron Murphy, you pick your poison with that. Byron caught a lot of double team, and it's freed him up. And Sweat took the advantage of it because his deal is ain't nobody going to block me one-on-one. Think about this, though. Who was his defensive line coach at Texas?
Who is it?
That's the guy coaching defensive line at LSU, Bo Davis. Bo wish he had Byron Murphy
right.
And Sweat at LSU. But, man, Trevante, he's a big guy, stuffed the inside running lane. So we talked about defensive tackles, and now there's three.
That's right.
With
and
a
wide receivers and defensive
Newton,
tackles.
Sweat, bang. So as we talked about before the show, this is sort of the run you see across the board. And, man, look what the Panthers received. In exchange, they got a second-round pick next year.
Wow.
And a fifth this year to go from 39 to 52.
No, the Panthers got a second-round pick this year.
No.
And one next year.
And one next year,
and
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And the fifth. You're right. I'm sorry. Holy cow.
Man, that's a pretty good haul. I'm ready to do that. If somebody would have offered me that, I would have been ready to do it.
Man, back with Tennessee, Mike, I'm sure the Titans radio guys you all talked to are going to be happy to team up Sweat with Jeffrey Simmons side-by-side over there.
Well, he ain't catching no double team there. Jeffrey Simmons, man, Jeff's a man out there on that field.
Isaac Bruce, greatest show on turf, the Rams.
Man, Isaac, he was magic out on that field as a route runner.
Well, with the 39th pick, the L.A. Rams now, the pick is in for them. Oh, you think they end up going here?
Braden Fisk.
Another
defensive tackle. Knock it off the board. And Braden Fisk.
Well, this was an easy call. You know, 45 minutes ago, we talked about all these defensive tackles and wideouts that would start to peel off the board.
Yeah.
And the Rams, I think, feared somebody was going to pick Braden Fisk. And so that's why they made that move. He's the guy that started out at Western Michigan. LSU tried to get him to sign. They were close, but he decided to go. I guess NIL money was a little better at FSU. He went to Florida State. And, man, he's a really tough guy, quick for his size, gives you everything. He's pedal to the metal on every play, technically sound, short, squatty guy. So you can say, oh, I'm going to move him around. Yeah, get under his pads and see how easy it is. He is a guy that gives you everything he's got on every play. And so Braden Fisk, really good football player.
And when do you see this, Mike? Now Washington trading with division rival Philadelphia with the 22nd
pick. That's
your
pick. Boy. Yeah, I knew he wasn't going to stay pat.
You know Philly gets antsy and they got to make moves.
All the time. So, again.
I'm surprised Washington was so willing to deal, like I said, with the division rival.
Yeah, but, you know.
Washington already had a pick and they just, you know, Braden Fisk went. That just shows you how much that the Rams were willing to give up to get Braden
That's
Fisk.
That's a lot.
They didn't, because Washington was picking next, and they'd already picked the DT, so
yeah.
They weren't going DT.
But maybe they thought, you know, Green Bay, Houston.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it was one of those type of
Saints
deals.
Saints, not too far down the road.
So Braden Fisk is the final selection of the Rams. And so it's been DeVonta Sweat, defensive tackle, Texas, goes to the Tennessee Titans. Braden Fisk goes to the L.A. Rams in a trade with Carolina through the Giants. And now Philadelphia has made a move with Washington. They up to pick, and the pick is in. We just waiting for the selection for Steve's favorite team other than the Saints.
Yeah, well, Philly end up breaking the trend of wide receiver defensive tackle we've seen today right now. I know they went corner in round one.
Would they go offensive line here?
That's a possibility, obviously. I mean, you can't.
No, they pick a receiver. Come on. They just shell out all the
money. That's just being mean. That's mean spirited.
Man. But, you know, the two top centers there, and look who they just lost. You know, they lost Kelsey.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jackson Powers Johnson there, along with Zach Fraser from West Virginia. They could use linebacker help. They always use linebacker help. The kid from Covington. Went to Texas A&M. Edgerton Cooper, still up on the board.
Yeah, you mentioned him about being the most improved defensive player in the SEC last season.
And it was easy. It was easy picking with him. Man, he was fantastic last year for A&M. It was like there was two of them out on the field. He was make play after play after play. So, again, we're seeing a lot of movement with these picks early on for specific players. And so, you know, maybe to me, defensive back, a safety, they like to load up on those type of guys. I do know the kid from Iowa, Cooper DeJean. He hasn't been selected yet. I thought he'd go in round one. But he's a big nickel. I think that's where he's going to really make his mark in the NFL, as a big nickel corner. So that could be the pick for the Eagles. If they don't go offensive line, Cooper DeJean from Iowa would certainly be appealing.
What's funny is, Mike, you know, we were just talking about it, and you look at ESPN, at least, needs they have for Philadelphia, and they list wide receiver as one of them. I'm like, what? Huh?
You must not be looking at that roster, Steve.
I know they got corner, offensive tackle, offensive guard, linebacker, and wide receiver. So, yeah, a little bit of a head-scratcher there. And, man, oh, man, they just paid A.J. Brown some massive bucks.
And they paid Devontae.
Right. Locking up both those wide receivers. So, I find it hard that you would be taking another pass catcher right here.
No. This is either offensive line or Cooper DeJean, because I think he would fit really well in their defense. I think he fit really well in what they do defensively.
So you'll have Philly, the Packers, the Texans, the Falcons. I think the Falcons actually traded out of 43, didn't they? And then the Raiders.
Yes,
and then
Arizona Saints. Has 43.
Right, Arizona was the Falcon. We've had so many trades here early.
I know, trying to keep up with the
Arizona,
madness.
The Raiders, and then so the Saints would be the 13th pick of the second round, 45th overall. I'm actually kind of glad the Falcons aren't picking two picks ahead of them.
Guys, I'm hearing some rumors the Saints possibly traded up
okay.
in the second round. I'm just kind of tipping you off ahead of time. The Saints quite possibly have moved up in round two.
Well, stay tuned, because I'm seeing here now the full trade with the Eagles and Commanders. Eagles are getting 40 and 78, while the Commanders get 50, 53, and 161.
That's not bad. That's not bad. But, you know, I think the Eagles probably, with this pick, if it's DeJean, they had him as a first-round pick grade and said, you know what, I'm gonna try to move up to get him. They also, a couple centers there, but to me, the way they use a lot of big nickel in their secondary, Cooper DeJean would make a lot of sense.
You mentioned Kelsey, and obviously the center position now, it's like, who are they going to get now to help out with Jalen Hurts in that tush-push?
All I know is they were successful in that push because of one dude.
Exactly. That's like,
And they also have, they have the 50th pick.
Yeah.
So the Phillies, even though they've drafted up, they still got pick 50, unless my math is wrong, which would be a pick from the New Orleans. The New Orleans pick 50.
Yeah, that's how we got in that deal, you know, they got all kind of picks back.
Yeah, so it's not like maybe they could get their center, you know,
so I think
in the 50th spot.
Once this pick is made,
the Saints are on the clock. Right afterwards. So the Saints have made a deal. From 45, the Saints are now. We'll see if it is indeed cornerback Cooper DeJean, who I'm seeing – that online at least, that is, you know, coming in as another defensive selection there in the secondary.
Yeah, you see,
Philly.
That makes sense. It makes sense for them. And yesterday they picked a corner, and so with Quinyon Mitchell, and now they have selected Cooper DeJean. And now you get your big nickel and a guy that can play in different defenses into that particular spot. So we'll see here. And that's a higher-rated player now with the Saints up to pick. And so...
interested to see, obviously, who the Saints pack, what the Saints package was to move up to now this position from 45.
Yeah, and...
Pick 40, the Saints gave up pick 45, pick 168, pick 190.
The great Deuce McAllister joining us. How you been, man?
Yeah, I didn't want to speak too soon.
He just rolls in good, and gives you the
I've got all the info. Yeah.
Right. Just rolls
so
in.
They gave up pick 168 and pick 190.
So in this pick, you got a guy that you've got rated very high that has dropped to you.
Correct.
It doesn't make a deal about what position a lot of times, but man, you think about a couple of the guys, and I don't think it'll be offensive line, but maybe Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Well, and here's the thing: when you talk about some of the players that are on the board
from Alabama,
but overall, the Saints did lose a safety, and then from the nickel corner position, there's been obviously some rumor, obviously, with Lattimore as well. I don't think they move Lattimore.
I don't think they do either.
I mean, I think, you know, he's too good of a player. But as any one of us know, if you can have good players on the back end, you try to keep them as long and as much as you can. But, Mike, you know, I think one of the things that you wanted to address was that secondary, and then the other thing, like you talked about, was the offensive line. At some point, and I know that you guys, I was listening to you, you know, and I saw that, four receivers have already
and then
gone.
And defensive tackles.
Yeah. And
the
so run there. That was the run, and that was probably one of the guys that they had rated pretty high. Now the question becomes, the official pick will be announced fairly soon. Can you get into that third round?
Right.
That'll be the question.
You're going to have to give up future picks. And we see Taysom Hill getting up to make this selection for the Saints. But to me, you look at a higher-rated player, and even though you got corners now, you never got enough. Kool-Aid McKinstry makes all the sense.
I know D.A. loves his cornerbacks, right?
Okay.
You got it. The pick is in for the black and gold. And with the 41st overall pick in round two, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Alabama, coming to New Orleans.
I do know one thing. He was well-coached in college. Man, if you play cornerback at Alabama, I do know who's your coach. They may have a secondary coach, but Nick Saban takes over coaching the secondary.
Well, and here's the thing, Mike. We talked about him last night.
Sure did.
We talked about him just overall. It was his teammate that got picked in the first round.
Yeah.
But coming into the year – he was the guy that was the pick to be the first cornerback off the board.
Yeah.
He was coming into the season, he was the first cornerback pick to be off the board. And now, you know, just he was up and down as far as this year was concerned. When you talk about overall game, but he's an extremely talented player. He's a guy that can play off coverage, a guy that can play bump and run. You talk about playing in that system. He's going to be well-versed in whether it's match coverage, whether it's being able to play just pure zone, being able to switch it. He can do all those things. You know, I think the biggest thing that the Saints will have to do with him is refine some of the techniques and some of the things that may have gotten him in trouble coming into the year.
Okay,
where he was not a first round. I'm playing him outside.
You're going to play him outside? That's my thought, too.
Yeah, I'm playing him outside.
And that particular part keeps Alante in the slot.
In the slot, correct.
Because, to me, the way he plays, he's an edge corner.
Yep.
He's an edge guy.
Yep.
That's been his gig. So, Kool-Aid McKinstry is the selection by the Saints. And the guy that has played against some really good competition. I do know one thing. When you are at Alabama, I know who mentors you.
Right.
And it's Nick. He spends a lot of time with the secondary.
Also seeing here, that Kool-Aid's got some punt return, special teams ability for you as well.
Well, and that's the other part of it. You know, Mike, we had the conversation with Coach Rizzi about the return ability. And so, you know, maybe that's a spot that you immediately put him into just because of the new rules. Because, I mean, coming in today, he would not be your number one or number two starter. So for me to get him on the field, he's a guy that gets on the field immediately with special teams. But the other part of it is the more bodies that you have back there, corners that can play, if somebody gets dinged up, you know, if I want to move Alante Taylor outside, I can do it. But if not, I have a guy that's ready, you know, to be able to step in that position.
The other thing, too, with Kool-Aid, I think he's a guy, his transition from college to the NFL, I think will be fairly smooth. Just because of the pedigree, having played at Alabama in a lot of different defenses. Kind of mixes and matches a lot of different things there and his matchup skills. So I get it. You could have used another receiver. You could have used another defensive lineman. But this guy most likely was on the Saints board as a first-round pick.
He's a first-round guy
for them. And they say, you know what, if we can get him now, let's make that deal.
We're getting a corner run now, gentlemen. The Houston Texans were on the clock and just selected Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia.
Yeah, the only thing with him is he doesn't have great deep speed, with Lassiter. I love his physicality, and he brings a certain swagger to the game. He's real physical with receivers. Now, he's going to have to calm his nerves on that because you can't grab and pull people like you do in college football. But Kamari Lassiter is a really good player. He maybe doesn't have the deep speed that you were looking for, but he's a really good player. If he ran a super fast 40-yard dash time, he would have been long gone from here. Because, again, Kirby Smart, what is his expertise?
His defense.
Defense and in the secondary.
Yeah, he's a defense guy.
Similar to what Nick is.
Well, now the Arizona Cardinals on the clock with the 43rd overall pick in this round. They got a wide receiver yesterday. What do you think their biggest needs are here? I'm seeing that corner, defensive tackle, and offensive guard, at least by the ESPN tracker, has his AZ's biggest needs.
Yeah, if you can go get a lineman, I think the biggest thing for them. I mean, obviously, if you can add a weapon or two for
Kyler Murray.
Yeah, for Kyler Murray in that system. But, I mean, for me, it's about protecting him. I've got to be able to protect him. I mean, but, you know, we hadn't seen any backs yet, right?
Nope.
Nothing yet. And so you heard Jerry talk about Brooks?
Cornerbacks, that's about it.
Cornerbacks, yeah. No
running backs.
We got him high, real high. That's what he said about Brooks. We got him high, real high.
That?
Jerry Jones.
We
got him high, real high.
Yeah.
I'm sure the GM and coach loved hearing that.
Well, he is the GM.
He is the GM. But if it's me, I get a blocker. I get a blocker for him.
You know what I do? Make sure my interior offensive line is taken care of. Collar not being a big dude height-wise, I got to have him a clean pocket in the middle. I have to have that middle clean for him. And that he can see over the top. That's the other part. Drew did it and did it with, you know, masterful precision. But not everybody's Breeze.
Right.
To be able to see over the top of these big guys.
Cardinals pick is in. They still have 9 left.
God bless them.
9.
Just think if we were doing coverage over there.
Guys, so round one, the Saints get their offensive tackle in Talisi Fuaga. Now a cornerback they trade up for, Alabama's Kool-Aid McKinstry with the 9th pick in the second round. Next pick for them is until round 5. We'll see if they make any action tonight. For us, we're going to step away, take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Draft Fest coverage right here from Hooters on Vets and Metairie after this on WWL.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.